Everybody, hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful day again here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I hope the weather's okay wherever you are, and wherever you are, we'll talk about gardening and what can be being done at this time of the year. We're well into it here, although it's been a very strange spring. Very strange indeed. That was in the, well, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, mid-30s a couple of days ago, and some people north of here colder than that. We didn't cover anything in our garden. If you had some freeze problems, we can talk about that, but there's not a whole lot you can do other than just continue with the organic program and products that we talk about and try to get things in back in as healthy a condition as you can after a little bit of stress. But most of the plants, I think, especially if you've been organic for a while, fared pretty well. We can talk about that if you need to, though. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster natural dog food and cat food. And by the way, the telephone number, you can go ahead and jump on board here early, is 1-866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Munster Milling is up on the Red River, Munster, Texas, and they make wonderful dog and cat foods that we've been involved with for a long time now. If you haven't given them a try yet, you should. It's M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R. MunsterMilling.com is the website there for more information. My tea is pretty good this morning. Recommend you give it a shot. Yerba mate for the base. Bronze fennel, big old sprig of bronze fennel in there this morning. And some young bay leaves, my gigantic bay tree, covered in new foliage. And so I put about three new, brand new tender leaves in the teapot. And also a great big spoonful of honey this morning. And it's a good one, good and good for you. So give that a shot. A lot of subjects that are needing to be worked in today one way or the other. And if you call about these, great. And if not, I'll try to work them in as we go. They include rose rosette, oak wilt. We've got a new park in Dallas downtown over a street called Woodall Rogers. And it's got a real serious problem. And we did our latest newsletter about it, and we were having a little bit of conversation about it on Facebook this morning. If you want to check out our Facebook, and we've got a bunch of interesting things always going on there. Try to do a little daily tip, and it usually works into a variety of things. But you just go to Howard Garrett or to The Dirt Doctor, and you'll find it there and join in the conversations. Speaking of dogs, when I was driving to work this morning, I saw something interesting. I saw two fellas. I was enjoying how pretty it was. I had the windows down, and two fellas were walking 90-degree angles toward each other, and they kind of smiled and looked like they knew each other on the corner of what's usually a pretty busy street. The time I was there, it wasn't too busy. But they both had great big male dogs. One was a great big beautiful Doberman Pinscher, and the other one was a very hefty, healthy-looking but well-built Rottweiler. And as I watched, I was stopped at a red light, and as I watched, it became quite apparent that they weren't friends, and these two beasts decided to pull their owners toward each other. And I almost sat there through the green light watching it. It got pretty serious because they were both so powerful, they almost pulled their owners down. And if they had gotten together, it might have been a real mess. Logan and I were all over Dallas yesterday doing a little of this and a little of that. Discovered a new hamburger joint in Dallas for one thing, but we noticed something kind of interesting, and it was funny but scary at the same time. We were almost in a wreck about six times. People pulled out in front of me. I mean, just really, if I hadn't been watching very closely, and hitting the brake and doing some swerving, and luckily nobody coming in another lane one time, but we almost had a wreck at least five or six times. People pulling out in front of us in different ways, and once, I guess maybe twice, people swerving over into the lane, and in both cases on a cell phone. I think I'm, you know, if you've listened to me very long, you know I'm not a huge fan or much of a fan at all of government interference with things, but that's one I can get on board with, I think, is outlawing the use of cell phones in the car. Judy, Logan and I were both talking about how often we see something almost happen bad and then notice that they've got a cell phone or pass people that are swerving around or going too slow or something and have a cell phone and are doing some texting or something while they're driving. It just shouldn't be allowed. I'm on board to make it illegal. You can mark me down for that one. And then the end of that story is going home last night. There was looked like a very serious wreck on the street in Lakewood, not too far from where we live. Three-car pileup, and it looked pretty serious. I had all the, you know, police cars and emergency vehicles there and the whole thing. So I thought, well, is it a full moon or what's going on here? It's something different. We do a little stages of the moon thing on DirtDoctor.com. And that doesn't seem to be the issue, so I don't know what it was out there. I guess just people not paying attention to what they're doing and minds on other things. So be careful out there on the streets. Keep an eye out for the other folks and try to avoid some of those things. Luckily, we did yesterday, but we came mighty close several times. One of the things related to that, my buddies with Unique Lighting, as you know if you've heard me talk about it, have a really cool fundraising event that is underway, and it will culminate this summer with a 10,000-mile motorcycle ride. It's called the Rumble Against Cancer, and the fellows over at Unique Lighting, my lighting company that I recommend so highly, is involved in it. They're Harley riders, and they're going to ride literally 10,000 miles all around the United States. There's a banner ad on DirtDoctor.com, or you can just go to RumbleAgainstCancer.com and check it out if you're a rider or if you're interested in helping in any way. And we'd all be appreciative if you would, helping with this fundraising deal. But it's literally going to the four corners of the United States. You can see the track that they're going to take. You can sign up to ride in it. You don't have to ride the whole 10,000. There will be some people doing that. And part of the event will be up in the Midwest at Harley's headquarters up there. There's some kind of big celebration. It's their 100th anniversary or some big deal anniversary, and they're going to have a big to-do there as part of the deal. But you can ride just part of it or the whole thing, either one. Of course, I think probably more people will be signing up to ride Highway 1 in California than anything. However, if you've been watching the news, you might notice that we've got some bad forest fires going out there. We've got a lot of listeners in California, too, that are listening both on cable and regular radio stations out there. So if anybody has any reports for us on what's up out there near Malibu, pretty good-sized fire. Last I heard about it, it was 15,000 acres or so early in the year for that to be going on. So that's something we'd appreciate a report on. Telephone number again is 866-444-3478. Gail has already called in, and before I get into some of these other things, I think I'll just go ahead and talk to her. You're first up, Gail, today in Denton, Texas. What's up?
Hi.
What's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a first-time listener and first-time caller.
First-time listener and caller. Great. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm really excited that you're taking my call this morning. I really want to thank you very much.
Sure.
I have an organic garden, and my son's pretty much built it up over the years. And I really have never had any problems until this time. All my plants are probably about a foot tall. Vegetables, you know, squashes, peppers, tomatoes, whatever. And I noticed that they've been getting worse over the past week or two.
Okay. Let's not rush on that.
With the spotting.
Let me let you hold over with me through this break, and let's talk about it when I come back, because I need to diagnose that just a little bit more for you, okay? Hang on, and okay. We'll be right back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. It also happens to be good for you as a sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into crazy water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at Whole Foods or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Number's 866-444-3478 to be with me. We were talking with Gail, and she's a first-time caller. And I'm a little curious, Gail, you've been an organic gardener for how long now?
Gosh, I don't know. I'd say probably 10 years.
Just wondered why it took so long for you to check in with us.
Well, I'll tell you what, I live an extremely busy life with my job, and I just, now that I'm on leave of absence, I'm just taking more time into learning more things about gardening and talking to people and going to different classes, so
well, good for you. I've actually
got some time here. But anyway, I can describe my plants to you.
Sure.
If that's what you want to know.
Yeah.
All the plants, no matter what type it is it okay to have you on speakerphone, or should I take you
off?
No,
it'd be better. Everybody can hear you better if you do a regular phone.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I've got you off speakerphone. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, now the leaves are like spotted, like I'd say like a dusting type of pattern. And it started out looking yellow. Now it looks like it's cream color, and it's more pronounced now than last week. And even some of the plants that are hit the worst, the edges are starting to crimp. And some of them are worse than others. And I do have these plastic cups around each plant. I don't know why I did that. I did it last year, and I didn't have any problem. But I guess because I was being my garden was being attacked by these slugs last year, I put these plastic solo cups around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking I'm going to barrier them with this wall around my plants. So I went ahead and used these solo cups again this year. And maybe that's making it worse. I don't know. But I just went out there this morning and checked the soil, put my finger down by quite a few plants. And it's pretty damp. It's damp, okay? It's not like soaked, but it's damp. And so I guess that's the best way I can describe them. And
okay.
I looked under the leaves, and I don't see anything under the leaves. It looks like it's starting from the top of the leaves.
Don't see any insects at all that might be causing problems?
No.
And this
no.
is happening to different kinds of plants, different kinds of species of plants across the garden?
Yeah, it looks like it might be something to do with the soil because it's affected
all
the plants.
I don't think so. I think it's the weather. I think you got a little freeze damage on the plants is probably what is manifest that. And if you just get things as back to as healthy a conditions as you can, soil-wise and everything, I think all the plants will probably come out of it. If you have some way to take a digital picture and send it to me, I can help maybe a little bit more. But when you have it happening across different kinds of plants like that,
yes,
it's almost always cultural, you know, which means too wet, too dry, weather. I think you probably got some freeze damage up in Denton. You know, y'all got awfully cold a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it didn't go down to freezing, but close to
close
it.
Close to it. And see, you can
but
have
we've
frost.
We've had a couple days like this.
Yeah, you can have frost down low near the ground on new transplants and all when it's above 32 degrees. A lot of people, you know, don't realize that that's the case, but I bet that's what happened. I'd get those cups off and throw them in the trash. I'd put mulch around the plants, shredded native tree trimmings, you know, don't pile it up on the stems of the plants, and spray and drench with what we call Garrett juice. It's a mixture you can make yourself or buy commercially, either one, compost tea, vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and fish, and use it, like I say, as a foliar spray and also a drench into the root system of the plants. Now, let's talk about bed preparation a little bit. Did you start off with a soil test by any chance?
Actually, my son goes to school at Texas Tech, and he's been testing the soil.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and he's even sent it even beyond the campus university up in Nebraska somewhere or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But he's taken it to class, and he specializes, and he's studied soil for like 5 years.
Okay. And well, one thing I'd like for you to do, I'd like to see that test. So if you don't mind, tell him to send it to us somehow, and we'll take a look at it. I think that Tech, that's where I went to school too, uses the Melick 3 or something similar, kind of like A&M does, and we have a hard time getting much information out of that in a lot of cases because it tells you what's in the soil but not what's available to the plant, like the Texas Plant and Soil Lab test does. So I just like to see what he's using from Tech, whether it's a Tech lab. I think they have a lab that does that there at Tech. And if you use some other labs at other places, I'd like to see that. Maybe I can give you some more help. But I think all you're dealing with, Gail, is just a little bit of frost damage.
Okay. Okay. And have you heard of humic acid? Would that be good to put in there?
Humic acid's great. You can buy it or it comes along for free as part of compost, compost tea, organic fertilizers, all the things that are in Garrett juice and all the basically all the organic products that we recommend. Humic acid and other organic acids are part of the humic part of organic matter, see? So buying it is good, but if you do the all these other things, you may or may not have to buy it as a specific product. If you do, it's fine.
Well, should I use the Garrett juice or should I use this turmeric acid that I have?
No, Garrett
the
juice.
Turmeric. Garrett juice? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Garrett juice.
I'll do that.
And whatever you have as base materials, you can put them into the Garrett juice. You don't have to throw stuff away. You can use it,
okay,
add them to the Garrett juice, and just soup up the Garrett juice formula just a little bit more. That's all I'd recommend
Super.
That you do. I appreciate you being our leadoff caller.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
have
Gail.
Have a great day.
Call us again.
Bye-bye.
Larry in Dewey, Arizona next. Larry, I'm sorry. Let me put you on hold. My timing is great. We'll talk to Larry and Mary and other people, and I'll work in some things I need to tell you about that I didn't get to. After this, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com.
With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. An intelligence official in the Middle East confirms that Israel launched another airstrike into Syria today, targeting a shipment of extremely accurate Iranian-made guided missiles believed to be on their way to Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorist group. Activist groups say rebels have occupied parts of a military base in northern Syria today after heavy fighting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights offers that assessment. Authorities say five women in their 30s died when a limousine they were in caught fire on a bridge across San Francisco Bay yesterday. Five others, including the driver, got away. And crews in Southern California are making progress against a huge wildfire burning more than 43 square miles in the coastal mountains west of Los Angeles. Some rain predicted for today. This is SRN News.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-766-4026. That's 1-800-766-4026. 1-800-766-4026.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Kansas City Royals, one of the surprise teams this season, are just half game out of first place in the AL Central. Jeremy Guthrie ran his unbeaten streak to a club record 17 consecutive starts with a four-hitter in the Royals' 2-0 victory over the Chicago White Sox, getting his first complete game shutout.
Something I've never been able to accomplish. Had a few opportunities, so really special to go out there. Like I said, going out there in the ninth inning and hearing that little roar from the crowd was really cool.
Guthrie is 4-0 this year. Central leader Detroit clobbered Houston 17-2. Miguel Cabrera homered twice and tied his career high with six RBIs. Steve Pierce's RBI single with two outs in the 10th lifted Baltimore to a 5-4 victory over the LA Angels. Texas won a battle of American League division leaders 5-1 over Boston. R.A. Dickey roughed up again as he lost his third straight start as Toronto lost to Seattle 8-1. Cleveland won their sixth straight as they stopped Minnesota 7-3. Phil Hughes got his first win of the season, pitching 8 shutout innings. And the Yankees 4-2 went over the Athletics. This is SRN Sports. In the National League, it was Cincinnati 6-4 over Chicago. Reds right fielder Jay Bruce with an RBI says the Reds knew to be patient against the sometimes wild Carlos Marmol, and patience paid off with a 4-run 8.
I think it's definitely important. Obviously, we know the guys that are out there pitching that have, you know, been doing it for a while. And, Marmol's tough, but, he's definitely hit or miss. And we took what they gave us, and it was enough.
St. Louis leads the Central at 19-11, having won 5 in a row. John Jay homered and drove in the go-ahead run of the ninth as the Cardinals beat the Brewers 7-6. Tyler Moore hit a go-ahead sacrifice fly in the tie of the ninth as Washington edged Pittsburgh 5-4. Jose Fernandez pitched one hit ball and struck out 9 in 7 dominant innings as Miami blanked Philadelphia 2-0. It was Arizona 8-1 over San Diego. San Francisco edged the L.A. Dodgers 10-9 in 10 innings. The Mets at Atlanta rained out interleague play Colorado 9, Tampa Bay 3. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking to Larry in Dewey, Arizona about a couple of things that I wanted to talk about anyway. So it's great. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Howard.
What's going on there?
Well, at our church, we had a problem with goat heads. And I'm an old farm boy from back in Indiana and used a lot of chemicals. And I started in with Roundup and increased the strength. And I got a real problem. Number one, I heard you talk a little bit about it the other day, but I need to know the formula on the spray and what to do with the soil from here on.
Right. Well, you can kill the existing goat heads if they're, you know, green and growing with the vinegar formulation herbicide that we have on the website, or with a commercial product called Avenger. But the real way to get rid of goat heads and grass burrs and all kinds of noxious annual weeds, and some of them are perennial too, is to build up what the first caller this morning was talking about, and that's humic acid. When there's humic acid in the soil that's available, the weed seed will still be there, but they won't germinate. And the way you get that is you do everything we talk about, the whole organic program, the organic fertilizers and amendments, rock powders and sugars and all those kinds of things, and put out beneficial organism products if the budget allows, because what we're trying to do there is stimulate as much biological activity in the soil as we can. That's the most efficient and powerful way to build the life in the soil, is to build microbes in the soil, and they're waste and their dead bodies are what really build the true natural fertility in the soil. And if you do that, what you need to do anyway to have good production, whatever you're trying to grow, the noxious weeds like goat heads, grass burrs, and the like will just not be an issue anymore. You probably have really crummy soil, to be honest with you, if you have those kinds of things. Is it pretty sandy there where you are?
Well, somewhat, but a little clay, too.
Okay. Well, that's the route.
And they say our soil is pretty alkaline here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we deal with here all the time, too, so no problem at all. A couple of things. I mentioned a testing lab a minute ago, and if you really want to do it right, send a soil sample in to them. They're in Edinburgh, Texas. They do work all over the country and all over the world. It's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. And they'll give you some detailed information about how to tweak the chemistry and balance the fertility of the soil. In the meantime, if you want to get going, and they would have obviously no problem with this. In fact, it'll be probably part of their recommendations, is go ahead and start putting out some kind of humate, some kind of sugar. Dry molasses is the thing I use the most. It may or may not be available in the garden centers and feed stores in your area, but if it is, use it like a fertilizer at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Use any kind of organic fertilizer you can find in the area. Compost, either made yourself, you probably don't have yet, or buy commercially. The black cow is one that's available in bags in the stores. There may be somebody locally there that has it in bulk. Anything you can do to start getting carbon built up in the soil, that's what gives you that increase in biological activity, and that's what gives you that great increase in humates, humic acids, and other acids in the soil.
Great. Now back to the formula to spray the goat heads with.
Mm-hmm.
Is I tried to find that on the website. I couldn't come up with that.
Well, if you go into dirtdoctor.com and go into the library, it's in the library under vinegar herbicide. It's also right on the home page. If you click on the word, which is a button that says guides, the formula is right there. Basically, it's straight vinegar, 10%. 8-10% is what I use. Some people use 20. I don't like it that strong. But whatever vinegar you want to use it full strength. And into the full strength vinegar, put an ounce or two of D-limonene or orange oil and about a teaspoon to a tablespoon of liquid soap. Keep it shaken up and spray those plants. Now, the detox program, you say Roundup, I see in the note here, has been sprayed, and if it's been sprayed a bunch, that's the most destructive chemical product you can use pretty much to hurt this beneficial life in the soil that we've been talking about. So to neutralize it, you do the soil detox program, which is a whole bunch of the things we've already been talking about, but it's a little bit more refined and sophisticated, and it's also listed under guides on the homepage, and also in the library under detox or soil detox.
Wonderful. That'd be great.
Appreciate your call. Better move on.
Thank you.
Call us again. Good luck with your project and keep us posted. Now, related to that, before I go to another call, and by the way, the number is 866-444-3478. I got an email. Let me see where it is here. Here we go. From Joe in Midlothian, Texas. And he says that I've been told here that in Midlothian, it is too rock-filled to properly garden or plant trees. Is it necessary to add a bit of sand to the area? That's bad advice, Joe. It's if we didn't plant in rocky soil in Texas, we wouldn't have very much soil to deal with. You know, if you're in the central part of Texas hill country, that's all you deal with. My front yard in Lakewood in Dallas is about 5 or 6 inches of clay over caliche and then solid white rock. So rock in the soil is not only a problem, it can be a benefit in some ways. Whether your soil is rocky or sandy, and whatever color it is, doesn't matter. You can turn it into productive soil. If somebody's bringing in fill soil, like I've got a new house being built real close to us right now, and they're bringing in truckload after truckload after truckload of that orange fill soil, that's the worst stuff in the world to ever, you know, turn into healthy, productive soil. But even it can be, and all you have to do is just a very concentrated program that's the basic program we recommend to everybody, compost, rock, and sugar, to build up that biological activity on the front end, then get a good soil test like we've been talking about from somebody like Texas Plant and Soil Lab. If you use somebody else, it'll give you a little bit of a guideline, but with them, the extraction that they use is just more accurate about what's available to the plant, and also they give organic recommendations. If you get one of their tests, send it to us, and we'll throw in our two cents. In most cases, we can recommend some things that can pretty significantly lower the amount of inputs that you need to use to get to the same point by showing you how to really kick up the biological activity in a hurry. One of the products we use is a product called BioSI, and it is a biological product that contains beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And you can see a little banner ad on dirtdoctor.com. Go to their website and check it out more there. But we mix into the soil, no matter how lousy it is. Yeah, and sure, rake out the big rocks and things like that and do away with them. But the small rocks and a base of rock is no problem at all. And if you have no soil at all, if it's just solid rock like we deal with in the hill country quite a bit, you have to bring in more of all the amendments or bring in some sandy loam or, better still, some native soil from one of the sand and gravel compost companies and build, you know, at least 6 or 8 inches of soil up above solid rock. But if there is soil there, even if it's filled with rock, no matter how crummy it is, you do not want to dig it out and haul it off. You want it to be part. In fact, it's a very important part of the bed preparation. Those roots of plants are going to have to grow in the native soil sooner or later. So you might as well, you know, start them out with the native soil as part of your bed preparation, okay? Now, we let me see. There was something else I was going to tell you about that. We've got a couple of people. Speaking that BioSI reminded me. There's a couple of new sponsors that we have on the show here, and we're delighted to welcome them aboard. You'll be hearing more about them, and you can find some of the people that handle the greatest collection and cross-section of products that I recommend on our website under the button over on the left that says Dirt Doctor Destination. But the two new sponsors that we've got, one is Creative by Nature, and they're in McKinney, Texas. So those of you up there, we were delighted to find out that they're handling just about everything I talk about and the few things that they weren't handling that I like. They said, we'll get them in. So there's a good source for those of you up in that area. And then south in the Dallas area, and we're delighted to be involved in their grand opening that's coming up. You can go to the appearances part of the homepage and see when we'll be there, and I'll be talking about it, and there's going to be some ads running for it too. There's a new hardware store in Dallas called Gecko Hardware. Some of you may have heard Andrea Wright out on the radio, Ask Andrea. And she's been around. She's been a speaker and been on a lot of shows and presentations and so forth. We've known each other for a long time, but she and a couple of her partners are opening. It's already opened, as a matter of fact, just hadn't had the grand opening yet. A new hardware store called Gecko Hardware. They're affiliated with True Value, and they are organic. Yeah, they've got stains and paints and, you know, things that you wouldn't consider purely organic that would be obviously in a hardware store. But as far as the horticulture products, the gardening products, they are going organic big time, and they're handling all the things that we recommend, including the, if you don't want to make your own Garrett juice, they have the Garrett juice that's the formula that I recommend. They have the BioSI. They've got, you know, all the things that you'll hear me talk about here. So go by and check it out. It's a beautiful place, too. Open line 866-444-3478. Jump in here. When we come back, we'll work calls in as I get to this, but I've got to talk about oak wilt and I've got to talk about rose rosette some this morning. A little bit more conversation on our Facebook page about that and in other on other people's Facebooks. And it's important stuff. Diseases can be easily controlled with the organic program. And we'll talk about that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com to find a store near you.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And let me see if I can get caught up on everything we need to get caught up on here. Mary, and then we'll go back to something else for a second in Longview. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
What's up?
You have talked in the past about a new report on heart health that has come out from somewhere that sort of contradicts the current thoughts on how to maintain a healthy heart, you know, that sort of thing, the low-fat, low and high, nut thing. So where can you give me the details on that study or where I can find more information?
Well, it's more than a study, Mary. It's a whole bunch of things that are pointing that direction. We've got some of it on our website. We've got an area in dirtdoctor.com that's the health and healthy living section, and we've got some of the things there that we've linked to and various people have done. Dr. Mercola's website, they do an exhaustive amount of it. There's another organic website, and I can't remember the name of it. But if you do a simple search online for alternative oils, coconut oil will get you to a lot of those things. One of the big controversies, we did a newsletter about the benefits of coconut oil probably close to a year ago, maybe not quite that long ago. And most people agreed with it, and most people are into it because these studies that you're talking about all point that direction, that fats are not bad for you at all. In fact, they're very healthy for you if you eat the right kind of fats. And we were talking about the good fats being real butter and, you know, grass-fed meats and things like that. And we were talking about coconut oil as being one of the very best of all. Well, a lot of the major health organizations don't agree with that at all. The American Heart Association doesn't. American Diabetes Association doesn't. The Cancer Society doesn't. I mean, all these big players say they all say that coconut oil is too, it will create problems with cholesterol and it'll be bad for your heart and all that kind of thing. Well, the indications from everybody that's coming in that you're referring to is indicating just the opposite. In fact, using coconut oil has evidence now that it can help reverse certain degenerative diseases. The biggest story that happened in that regard was a doctor that got involved with an Alzheimer's patient, and the Alzheimer's patient made dramatic improvements by simply taking a tablespoon or so of coconut oil a day. So Mercola's got a tremendous amount of information about that. We have a lot on dirtdoctor.com in the research area. If you do just a general search, you'll find a bunch of it. It's kind of 180 degrees of what the feds recommend, you know, having real high grains in your diet. We're saying that you ought to have much higher nuts and fruits and vegetables, nuts and good oils and things like that, and the grains ought to be a very small percentage of your diet, just the opposite of what's normally been recommended.
Well, it's the opposite of what I've always – well, I've never even paid attention to the medical diet because I always thought that there were some nutrients in animal fats, that sort of thing. But and I have heard you talk about it, and I have a young neighbor who's just arbitrarily gone on to one of those diets and eating a lot of canola oils and soy products.
Mm. Well, that's the worst two things you could do.
I know. And well, from what you said, yeah, but I've never believed any of that stuff either.
Yeah, the worst things out there are soy and oleo, you know, margarines, the artificial fats and things like that. We want the saturated fats. See, saturated fats has this bad reputation with the big health organizations. Well, coconut oil is a saturated fat, but it's the kind of saturated fat like is in healthy grass-fed meats. So, and I'm not pushing, you know, vegetarians and vegans to change over to eating meats. I do eat meat, and if they want to be vegetarians or vegans, that's good too. It's just a little bit more difficult to get the right kind of oils, and I would certainly recommend the coconut oil for people like that.
Well, he's just totally gone over the edge, and he's just taken it to extremes. But so this Mercola, how do you spell that?
Mercola, Mercola, Dr. Mercola.
Okay.
And check our stuff, too. We'll sometimes take their reports. Their reports tend to be just painfully long. They do great, great work and research and studies and newsletters and all that kind of thing. We'll tend to a lot of times take the meat out of them and make them a little bit shorter. And we think they're great, don't get me wrong, but we take a little bit different approach. Appreciate
Thanks.
Your call.
All right.
Thank you very much. Those of you holding, hold on. I'm going to start the hour. I'll talk to a couple of you off the air, so don't go away so I can get caught up a little bit here. And then we'll talk about the rose rosette, oak wilt, some of those things, and a little bit more about what's going on in my garden. I just planted my luffa seed. We're running a little bit behind schedule. I'll get a photograph up on Facebook and on the website for you about a little visitor I had helping me plant my luffas yesterday. It was a rat snake that was about almost 4 feet long, and he wanted to stay and visit with me. It was kind of an interesting deal. To be with me on the show, give me a call at 866-444-3478. You want our newsletter? It's free. Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. Talk to you in a bit.